The dialect of Stonebroom, Derbyshire. Horace Bryan, aged 80, a native, a retired miner, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in May 1956.
Out of a field with a lorry and backed into him, you know.
Yeah.
Smashed his tank all to pieces. So, he didn't keep him in that, didn't he?
No.
He got a quart oil tin and filled it with petrol and put so much oil in it and a couple of ducked his carburetor and away he went at Sunday morning. So I says to him when he come back at dinner time, I says, where have you been? I says, have you been all right? He says, yes. I says, now have I? You're safe and you've had a ride and you've come home. Put it away and don't go out with it like that again. So he went out Sunday afternoon, and as you go down from the Dolphin, there's a tow bar at the bottom of that hill. There was Bobby there, and he stopped him, and when he got his number plate, was strapped on his back. It wasn't on the bicycle, because it was down, he couldn't put it on or something, because of the Tankwick Road or something. Anyway, he went with it strapped on his back, and Bobby stopped him and took full particular, so we're very friendly, we are policemen. And I says to him, I said, hey, supposing you'd had an accident with your motorcycle, and you know something about it. He says, suppose you'd had something wrong with your motorcycle and you couldn't put your number plate on the proper place, but you put it on your back, on your own back, you know, strapped it on. Are you complying with law? He says, was the number plate on its proper place?
And how did you start in the pit then? What age?
I started at 12, and I started trapping a door, as I was telling you. A ventilating door, opening this door for... Of course, horses will open them, will come in one road, but they can't open them both roads, you know, because it will say, suppose that's a ventilating door. Well, if a horse will come in this road, he'd shove it open with his nose. But if he was going other road, you had to hold it open because the road... He couldn't shove it both roads.
Yeah.
You see? And we always made them doors always to swing shut on their own. Set many a dozen of them doors. We used to get and put a sill down underneath. And we'd have the hanging side, that's the side hinges was on, probably an inch or half inch higher than the banging side. You understand? And then you get a tape measure and measure from there to there and from there to there. And you give it a half inch this row, see, that helped it again. But it depended a lot whether you were putting it on a rising road or a dip road. A rising road, you know. It'd have to have a bit more, you'd have to give it a bit more fall than if it were that way and you're putting it here, see? On deep. We used to very often set them doors in our overtime. We'd make overtime to set doors. That'd be a bit of pocket money, you know. We used to set doors for about 10 bob of each and brick them up sides. We used to brick them at each side, you know. And then plaster it with mortar around, see. Head at two sides to stop draft from going through. Of course, they wouldn't have put a door up if they hadn't wanted to stop draft, you know. Well, all the ventilations were sneaking through that door, it was lost to making its road back to return. And you see, on all those districts as we were talking about, there was an intake and a return to it. That was the head. Probably go along main road into first store and keep going down till it got down to last store. When it got to last store, it going to return, and you had to carry that return along with your road as your road advanced. You see, but the coal mines that used to make you do a lot of that.